Welcome back to This Green Earth. I'm Chris Cherniak.
There it is.
Please.
I'm Mel Larson.
And joining us in studio for the last piece of the show is Dave Pacheco. He's grassroots organizer for the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance, SUWA, from this point forward. And you're here to talk about, well, actually give us a little update on this proposed Land Management Act that's going through Congress right now, and also an event you and some other organizations are hosting down at the public library in Salt Lake City. So, go.
Yeah, so we're talking about the Emery County Public Land Management Act. This is a bill written and supported by the county commissioners, a three-person body in Emery County. This is the area around the San Rafael Swell, Labyrinth Canyon, Desolation Canyon. The purpose of the bill is to essentially undermine the movement to protect these lands at the behest of the local county. And this bill has a lot of problems. It has a lot of problems substantially in terms of what it would offer, which is a pittance. About a third of the wildlands that have been identified by BLM and conservation organizations across the country would be given official wilderness designation, and leaving out the other two-thirds. That's a big problem. There are huge swaths of Labyrinth Canyon that wouldn't be included because they simply stop at the county border, which is a river. It doesn't make sense to designate one side of the Green River and not the other. They stop on the southern side of Emery County, cutting off a big chunk of the Muddy Creek area. They need to protect environments on the geographic scale. They shouldn't be conforming to the county boundaries.
Right. That seems to be a major issue with respect to this, because it sets a precedent, doesn't it, Dave, for other counties to set up their own land management acts?
Absolutely. And so the problem here is kind of the step back problem, and that is that these lands belong to everyone. These are America's public lands. They are national interest lands. They're international interest lands. Mm-hmm. They're very unique. We have a tremendous opportunity here, a very unique opportunity in Utah to protect some of these places intact as ecosystems rather than let them essentially be managed by what a county with square boundaries wants. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the problem here. It's not just the substance of the bill, which I could spend a lot of time on, but it's the process by which they've gone about doing this. And the delegation is not ashamed to say that this is a county proposal, and anything the county wants or doesn't want is going to be the final word. We have been, when I say we, I'm meaning the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance, the Utah chapter of the Sierra Club, National Sierra Club, the Natural Resources Defense Council, these large member organizations with millions of members across the country have been in the conversation, but we've been ignored. Because if what we're asking for, larger ecosystem-based land protections, is offered to the counties, they simply say, no, it's outside the county. We're not going to bite on that. And the delegation is willing to toe that line. They've said very clearly, this is a bill for this county, and if it does anything beyond that, they're not going to go for it. Mm-hmm. And so the problem with that is that they have effectively cut off the voice of participation, a meaningful voice, from anybody outside the county. And so we're going to rectify that. And tomorrow night down in Salt Lake City at the main library auditorium, the Tessman Auditorium, starting at 6:30, we're going to hold a people's hearing on the San Rafael Swell.
I'm sorry, it's tomorrow night. I accidentally said Thursday. It's Wednesday night.
Okay. Tomorrow night, Wednesday. Okay. August 29th. Yep.
6:30 p.m.
6:30, yes. Please come. We have invited all members of the public to come out and speak on this. We are going to start the evening off with a few frontline speakers who we're going to give a special voice to. They'll be given 3 minutes each as opposed to the members of the general public, which we're going to give 2 minutes each to.
They get an extra minute. Seems fair.
Yeah, but these are folks like Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski, representative from the Ute Tribe Robert Lucero.
Robert Davies.
Rob Davies from
USU Department of Physics.
Climate Scientist, yeah. Physics Department. Scott Groney, the executive director of SUWA, Lauren Wood, one of the family members that owns Holiday River Expeditions, a longtime recreation guiding company down in this area, and several other speakers. So they're going to start the event off, kick it off, and then we're going to turn the microphone over to the general public for people to come from anywhere. Folks from Park City, please come down. If you recreate in the swell, if you've been down there and had an opportunity to see what we're talking about, 1.5 million acres of wildlands throughout the county, you know what we're talking about. Come down, tell your story. Tell why you think it should be protected intact and in a large scale. We have a tremendous opportunity here, and if the Utah politicians listen and they go beyond merely what the county wants, you know, and I got to say, you know, the county deserves a voice here. There's no question. Everybody deserves a voice, but the county shouldn't have the only voice. And it's their bill. They wrote it. And this is a process. This is the U.S. Congress. And there needs to be some give and take. And we've been talking to the delegation for quite some time, Congressman Curtis and Senator Hatch's office.
They're the two sponsors.
Correct. In particular, those are the main players here. And we've met with them out on the ground. We've pulled out maps. We've looked at the areas. We've toured the place. And so far, that's been a process that's lasted about 4 months. The bill was introduced in May. And so far, no movement at all. The bill hasn't changed since it was initially introduced. And that's because the county said, this is our bill. This is how we want it. There will be no changes. And in fact, the state legislature held a committee meeting a little while back, the Stewardship Commission, where the county was there speaking about this bill. And they said, we will pull this bill from the floor if it gets, quote unquote, hijacked.
Wow.
And hijacked means the American public having a voice, meaning that the U.S. Congress is doing its job. And that's what's not fair here. What we're asking for is an open process where all voices are considered, where the country gets an opportunity to weigh in and the people of Utah get a chance to weigh in. So tomorrow night, we're going to give the public an opportunity to do that.
And will that, I guess, commentary be recorded, preserved, shared? Posted, you know, what will
live streamed or anything?
Yeah, we're going to do a live stream on Facebook. You go to SUA's Facebook page. You'll see a live stream there. We'll also live stream it on Instagram. We are recording the event. We're working with Spy Hop down in Salt Lake. Some of the young filmers are going to bring their talents down and video the whole thing. Cool. We were probably going to, it's going to be a long meeting, a couple of hours or more, depending on how long people want to talk. So we will probably cut some clips from that and make those available later on for media and to really, you know, let the country know what the opinions are here in Utah.
Fantastic.
Couple minutes. What is the schedule then? It's going through Congress. I think there was some hearings on it last week. So what is the timeline for this bill to actually be signed?
So this timeline is being sped up by the Utah delegation. So there was a hearing in the House committee on June 21st. There was a Senate hearing in the subcommittee that Senator Mike Lee runs, the Federal Land Subcommittee, last week, the 22nd. The timeline is really being shortened up because there's only so much time left in this Congress. And the timeline is affected in this case by Senator Hatch, who's retiring and is more or less going around to his colleagues in Senate saying, this is the bill I want to retire on. And that makes it really difficult because that's a tradition in the Senate to kind of let the outgoing person have their way. But we're not going to suffice with that. We're going to argue that the substance of the bill simply needs to change. So as far as timing goes, there is a chance that there are a lot of public lands bills that will be pulled all together and what the term is marked up or essentially passed out of the committee and up to the floor in both chambers of the House and Senate in a pretty quick timeline. What the rumor is somewhere in early September. So, you know, sometime in the next couple of weeks, we think.
All right. Got to wrap up. Copy of the bill for those who want to read it. Is that posted on the website?
Yeah, the bill number in the Senate is S-2809, and in the House, it's H.R. 5727, Emery County Public Lands Management Act. Those details there are going to bore you a little bit, but if you want a kind of an environmental take on it, you go to SUA.org, look at the stream right along the front. It talks about that bill.
Okay. And again, this event is tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m. It starts at the Maine Public Library Auditorium in Salt Lake City. A number of speakers, 3 minutes, and then the general public gets to have their say for 2 minutes apiece. Starts at 6:30 tomorrow night. Go to SUA's website to get more information, SUA.org. Thanks, Dave, as always.
Thanks for keeping an eye on these things.